Throughout history, religion has inspired great art and humbler efforts. Here's day-to-day regular contributor Marcos McPeak via Toro.
Jesus, the theologians tell us, is everywhere, and that seems about right. Every time I hit the remote, up pops some finger-wagging televangelist. The Passion of the Christ is still raking in bucks at the movies. And just around the corner from my house, there's an eye-catching mural I call the Tobacco-Chewing Jesus. It's my favorite icon of the Nazarene, and it's painted on the outside wall of a family-owned market. They must be Catholics, because there's also an image of Mary, the Virgen de Guadalupe, on the same wall. The Guadalupe is a pretty good rendition of that Mexican icon. But when the painter got to Jesus, he gave his cheek a funny kind of bulge. Now, if you're more used to some doe-eyed Jesus in Titian and Michelangelo, this one comes as quite a shock. In the mural, Jesus looks like he has a big chaw in his mouth. And the way his lips are painted, yes, by gosh, he looks like he's aiming for a spittoon. I love this painting. It probably reminds me of my dad, who grew up in tobacco, picking it and chewing it. Jesus looks calm, like he's gonna spit, ease out a summertime sigh, and say something about how a day like this would be just right for fishing. Which is what I want to believe, that Jesus had normal days, between the gigs multiplying loaves and fishes, and the time spent rebuking the Pharisees. I want there to be days he'd just sit around with his buddies and say something like, "Man, I'm beat." Between times when nobody was pushing him to chase out the Romans or spell out his relationship to the Godhead. You know those days. You buy a latte, sit in Starbucks, and don't even touch the cell phone or the laptop. You sit there, ruminating, just sipping your drink. I feel at ease with the tobacco-chewing Jesus. He reminds me that even when the harvest is plentiful and the laborers few, even on days the temple's filling up with more money changers than you can shake a stick at, it's okay to rest up, cut a chaw, sit a spell.
Marcos McPeak via Toro lives and writes in Los Angeles. He's the author of Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.